Welcome to the Booty Talk Podcast. Welcome to another episode of Booty Talk. And before we get started, I want to jump into a little story because it is actually the inspiration that came behind this episode. So we're going to talk about lingerie for different body types. And something funny happened to me. It was a couple months ago. And when I was pregnant, I was preparing to go to the hospital and choosing outfits, choosing shoes that weren't going to slide on the floor and all that kind of stuff. And I remember being at TJ Maxx with my mom, and I found this little outfit. It was a nightie, and it just looked really, really comfortable. It had kind of the cinch at the waist type deal. It was still V-neck. It has lace, and it's scalloped at the V-neck, so like you can still feel a little sexy. And I don't know what it is about this outfit, but I loved it, and I thought that I looked banging even after my pregnancy. It's I actually even brought it into my office with me to record this, so I can just tell you what this thing looks like. So, all right. So it is a medium. I am now small since I've started doing all my workouts and stuff like that. I've also lost a lot of my cup sizes. I was like a double D after I had my son. And it's like really, let me see if I can even see the fabric. No, it doesn't even tell me, but it's not a polyester and it's not a cotton, but it feels very like stretchy and like it just forms to my body. It's like a, not even a cute tan color. It's like a beigey like tablecloth color. And the V-neck is, it has a strap of lace on the V-neck part, and it's scalloped. So in my head, I'm like, oh, it's still a little sexy. It's got the little cinch underneath the breast area, so I feel like I got a little support. And then it kind of baby dolls out from there, so it doesn't feel tight on my stomach or anything. It doesn't have sleeves, and it came with a set of shorts that are the same color, same material. And let me tell you, this material is not flattering at all. As comfortable as I feel in it, it is not flattering. And Bianca does not have a booty like at all. So this fabric goes, you know, my butt eats it a little bit, and it makes my butt look even flatter. And here I am thinking that I just feel so sexy in this little outfit. I'll like take my shower, I'll shave my legs, I'll put my lotion on, put this little outfit on, getting ready for bed. And my husband looks at me and he's like, was like a heavy sigh, you guys. And he's like, I hate that outfit. And I was like, what are you talking about? This outfit is amazing. And he was like, you know, that's like my least favorite outfit that you have. And it was so interesting. It was like such a slap in the face for me. And so I was researching about body types and lingerie and nighties and stuff like that, that is flattering for, you know, all the different body types. And I'm a pretty, I don't really have any curves. I have kind of an average frame, but it's, you know, there's no curves or anything like that to make it very distinctive. I'm pretty average. And so I started researching all these different things because in the beginning for my sessions, I was telling women, you know, whatever you feel sexy in, that's what I want you to bring to your session. And after getting that sweet feedback from my husband, I was like, wait a minute. I need to rethink this. So if you, maybe you take pictures for your partner, in your own private time, or you're going to go get pictures done, you're going to have a boudoir session, or you just want to look great for yourself, I did some research for you. I've put together a little list. We're going to go ahead and dive into that. But before we do that, if you could let me know in the comments, email me. Let me know what sites you have purchased your lingerie from. Do you like it? Do you like the quality? How is the sizing? I'm always looking for more options to give my clients and to give you guys in general. So if you have any amazing places that you find kind of like a diamond in the rough or up-and-coming lingerie boutiques, let me know. My email is photo@biancadelia.com. I love all the feedback that I get. So let's go ahead and dive into the different body types and what kind of things will look really, really amazing on you. So if you are more on the, you have a smaller cup size, what's going to look really, really great for you is the bras with no padding. I found since I've kind of lost all of my cup sizes since I stopped breastfeeding my son, those feel really flattering. They're very comfortable, and it still flatters my frame. If you, on the other hand, are more busty, you may want to try doing like a high-waisted panty or bottoms with a thicker band around it, so it kind of pulls the attention from your top and balances that out. If you have, if you're pear-shaped, so your hips are very wide and your shoulders maybe are smaller than your hip width, what's going to look really, really great on you, and I am super jealous of this frame, by the way, those deep plunging V-neck one pieces are going to look so pretty on you. You are going to look banging. So definitely stick with the deep plunging V-necks. Those are going to look amazing on your body type. If you have broader shoulders, so your shoulders actually come out further than your hips, baby dolls are going to be a really, really great option for you, and they're going to look amazing. If you have an hourglass shape, hate you, by the way, totally kidding, you are going to look amazing with those super sexy outfits that have the garter belts that kind of come up to your waist and cinch in right there. Those are going to look really amazing on you. So you can do the whole set with the tights and all that kind of stuff, and you're going to look banging. If you have more of a petite frame, I would probably, as an example, I would say like Ariana Grande. She has a very petite frame. So she might wear some outfits with a little volume in it. So some bottoms have like a little flare or a layer of flare right at the hip area to kind of give some more shape. So if you're more petite frame, go with something that has a little volume in it or ruffles, something like that. And then if you have longer legs, what we want to do is make your torso look longer so it balances out your torso and your legs. So you might want to go with like some low-rise bottoms. So like the string, panties or something like that, something very thin in the hip area. And if you have shorter legs, girl, high-waisted panties are going to be your jam. And then maybe you can go with like a crop top or something like that. So I think that covers pretty much everything. There's a place that I shop. It's at adoreme.com. I love all of their things. So the guy in charge of the sizing and the wardrobe at Adore Me is actually from Victoria's Secret. So it's pretty comparable and it's at a pretty great price. So whenever you get a chance, check out adoreme.com. They have a lot of great things there. And then like I said, if you found another great website or lingerie boutique that's up and coming and you feel really, really great about it, let me know. That email again is photo@biancadelia.com. And thank you so much again for giving me your time on this podcast. I will see you on the next one. Ladies, I've said this 1,000 times before, but again, thank you so much from the bottom of my heart for giving me your time. Be sure to join our tribe of mamas in our private Facebook group, Booty Talk. And if you love this episode, feel free to share it with your friends and subscribe. So until our next chat, I hope you remember how powerful you are. Stay fierce and stay wild.